样的，我们先念心经。We'll start by reciting the Heart or Professional Wisdom Sutra in Mandarin. However, you can do it in English if you're more comfortable with English. 般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀以般若波罗蜜多故，心无贵爱，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波帝娑哈。接着呢，我们就要念功德本颂 ，Okay, followed by the recitation of the foundation of all good qualities. You can read in English if you're more comfortable, which is in the Red Prayer Book, page 137. 功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主。如理依止，是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此上有暇身，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用由彼清净心令所引发正念正知，极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗习除圣菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续不精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so so we do the pursuit of breathing meditation. Okay, so try to keep your back straight, then focus your mind on the breath.
现在呢，我们先来做呼吸观。同样的，我们的背要挺直，然后呢，专注于呼吸。
So then you set up your motivation to do the Shakyamuni Buddha meditation, so to benefit for myself and benefit all sentient beings. You know, therefore, I'm going to do the meditation.
现在呢，先调整我们的发心，我们要做这个本质释迦牟尼佛的观想法，是为了利益自己还有利益所有的一切众生。以这样的发心呢，我要来修这个本师释迦牟尼佛的观修法。
So now, in front of one space, and visualize beautiful multicolor lotus.
观想在前方的虚空啊，出现了美丽的杂色莲花。
Also, the pole god. So, visualize the throne. Okay, the golden throne, supported by eight snow line. Golden thrones. On top of the golden throne, then you visualize beautiful multicolor lotus.
首先呢，我们要先观想呢，出现一个狮子宝座。 这个狮子宝座呢是四面的，然后呢有雪狮下面有八只雪狮，上面呢就出现这个杂色莲花。
So then, on top of the lotus, visualize the sun disc plate like a cushion. So on top of the sun disc, then you visualize the moon disc, you know, the plate like a cushion.
在金色的狮子宝座上面呢，有杂色莲花。莲花座上面呢，有个日轮，日轮是扁的、圆的，好像你的座盘这样，哦，然后呢，日轮上面呢，有另外一个月轮。
So on top of the mantis, then you visualize Buddha Shakyamuni, golden in color. So his right hand touching mudra on the earth. His left hand is concentration mudra.Holding the bowl filled with nectar, then long eye, then looking at you, you know, very smile way, a peaceful way, you know, looking at you like that, so visual like that.
这日轮。日轮上面是月轮，这日轮是金黄色的，那月轮呢是白色的，这样。在这个月轮上面呢，就出现本师释迦牟尼佛，相好光明，它是金色的身体，然后右手呢是掌那个触地印，然后呢左手呢是入那个禅定印，然后呢拖着那个他的托钵，啊，然后他的眼睛呢是细长的，然后呢微笑着，带着微笑看着你。
So then, next then, you can visualize a beautiful offering, numberless of offering, you know, visualize that. And visualize that, then think that you are making offering, all this beautiful offering to Buddha Shakyamuni, on behalf of all, each and every sentient beings.
接着呢，我们观想为本师释迦牟尼佛做供养，我们呢代表每一位众生呢供养为本师释迦牟尼佛做出最好最好的无量无边的供养。
Okay, so then, next we recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times, so that time visualize the light rays come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha into yourself, then purify it. All this physical pain, mental suffering, all the defilement are purified, so visualize like that.
接着我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次，在念诵了心咒的时候呢，我们也观想本师释迦牟尼佛身上发出大光芒，这光芒呢进入我们的身体呢，净化了我们心理上的烦恼，我们生理上的痛楚，把我们的一切烦恼障碍呢全部都净化掉。Taya ta om muni muni maha munaye soha Taya 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 ta om muni muni maha munaye
Okay, so the next one, then Buddha Shakyamuni, slowly come on top of your head, facing like yourself, as you face like that, Buddha Shakyamuni, top of your head like that, on top of head, visualize like that.
接着呢，本师牟尼，释迦牟尼佛呢，就来到你的头顶上。安坐在你的头顶上哦，和你哦同样面对的前方。
Okay, so then slowly the Buddha Shakyamuni on top of your head dissolve into light. Then the light dissolve into yourself. Then bless your mind. Yeah.
接着呢，本师释迦牟尼佛呢。 就慢慢慢的融入光里面，这光明呢就融入你的就融入你的身体，然后就融入你的心间。
Okay, so then continue the meditation. So now from your heart, radiate light every direction, like a sun rays like that, you know, from your heart. Radiate light, then tip of the light, you know, visualize the Buddha Shakyamuni.
接着呢，你的心呢就放出大光芒，照遍十方世界，如同太阳那样的光芒耀眼。这样呢，这每一束光啊，到十方世界的每一束光的前端呢，都出现一尊本师释迦牟尼佛像。
So here, so idea is that, so there's numberless of helpings, numberless of hungry ghosts, numberless of animals, numberless of human beings, numberless of suras, numberless of asuras. So each of the head, you know, each of the sentient being, their head, you know, there's Buddha Shakyamuni, you know. So idea is that from light rays from your heart,So every sentient being head, there's the Buddha Shakyamuni like that, you know. It's a visual like that.
这照耀到十方所有一切世界，所有一切六道众生的每一束光的光顶上呢，都出现一尊本师释迦牟尼佛。这本师释迦牟尼佛呢，你把它送到十方世界的六道众生的每一个人的头上。无量无边地狱众生，每一个众生的头上都有一尊本师释迦牟尼佛。无量无边的恶鬼道的众生，每一个人的头上呢，都有一尊本师释迦牟尼佛。无量无边的畜生道、旁生道的每一个众生的头上呢，都有一尊本师释迦牟尼佛。同样的，无量无边的人、无量无边的阿修罗、无量无边的天人的头上呢，都安坐了一尊本师释迦。摩尼佛。
So I mean this. So then, of course, then. Okay. So here, so you want to do longer chanting, or longer meditation? Then, for example. All the helpings, you know, remember every helpings on top of their head, you know, from your heart, radiate light, tip of the head, tip of the rest, then Buddha Shakyamuni, each of every helpings. Then you chant, Dayata Omonyamani, Mahamunya, Soha, seven times or many as possible. Then again, light rays come from this particular Buddha Shakyamuni, each and every helpings, then purified, you know, they are very heavy because heavy negative karma, they have to suffer, you know, like cold hell, hot hell, you know, long period of time they have to suffer all the suffering, remember their suffering, then purified, you know, with the light. So that's the, yeah, like that, then again, you know,Then after that, you move to the hell, hungry ghosts like that, you know, then same thing. Each hungry ghost, top of the head, Buddha Shakyamuni like that, you chant, Dayata Muni Mamuni Soha. Then light rays go to all the hungry ghosts, you know, then purify, you know, that because of heavy negative karma, there's so much suffering, you know, for example, thirst, hunger.Like that. Then you go to the, again, same thing, every animal, like that, visualize. Tip up that their top of their head, Buddha Shakyamuni. Like that. Then you chant Shakyamuni mantra. Then, you know, light has come out and purify their heavy nature karma. You know, such ignorance, you know. So there's also so much suffering there. So like that. Then you do again chanting like that, you know, with the meditation.
当然如果我们要做得更深入更详细啊，做得更长久一点的观想呢，我们可以这样做啊，就是我们所发出去的每一道光芒啊，就可以从每一道的众生那边开始想，我们发出光芒呢给所有的地狱道的每一个众生，然后在光芒里面的尖端呢是本师释迦牟尼佛就安住在每一道地狱众生的头上，然后呢接着呢我们就念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次，当然你可以念更多次，如果你有时间你有办法的话你可以念更多次，然后呢在念诵这个本师释迦牟尼佛心咒的时候呢，我们可以观想呢本师释迦牟尼佛呢放出大光芒，这个光芒呢进入了每一个地狱道众生他们的身体里面，然后地狱道的众生里面呢净化了每一个地狱道众生的极热地狱或极冷地狱的所造作的业障，我们就可以意念起他们所受的痛苦，然后呢通过这个光芒呢发出的本师释迦牟尼佛发出的大光芒净化了他们的业障，然后净化去除了他们感受到的痛苦，然后这光就融入他们，然后当然我们可以把这个同样的观想呢用在这个恶鬼道上面，然后呢我们可以观想哦，从我们的身体发出的光芒照耀到恶鬼道的所有的每一个众生上面，然后在光芒的每束光芒顶上呢是本师释迦牟尼佛就安坐在每一个恶鬼道众生的头上，然后接着我们念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次或更多次，在念诵的心咒的时候呢同时观想啊，本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光芒，这光芒呢进入了每一个恶鬼道众生的身体呢，净化了他们所造下的感受到的饥饿困苦的业障啊，然后他们就得到了快乐，这光芒进入他们的身体。同样的我们也可以观想呢这光芒呢照耀到每一个旁生道或畜生道的众生上，然后呢他们的头顶上的都安坐啊，这本师释迦牟尼佛，我们就接着念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次或更多次，在念诵的时候也观想呢本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光芒，这光芒呢就进入了每一个旁生道的身体，净化了他们所造作的愚痴，因为愚痴所造作的恶业所感受到的苦。
So like that. So, so then of course same thing. You know, like then human beings, every human being, again same thing. You know, from your heart, radiate light, tip of light, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni. From there, light has come out into all human beings. You know. So then, purified. All the suffering, you know, like,aging, death, rebirth, and especially the suffering of dissatisfaction, you know.
同样的，我们可以用这样的观想呢运用到人道的所有的众生，从我们的身，从我们的心里呢放出大光芒，照到每一个人道的众生，这每一束光芒呢就照到每一个众生，他们的头上呢就出现本师释迦牟尼佛，那接着呢我们就念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次或更多，在念诵的时候呢就观想本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光芒，这光芒呢进入了每一个人道众生的身体，净化了他们在人道所感受到的痛苦，所以人道所感受到的八苦，生老病死求不得的苦，怨憎会苦，爱别离苦，五蕴炽盛苦，那把这些所有的苦呢全部都净化了。
So then so same thing, then go to God and demigod Asuras demigod.
Yeah, asuras.
Asuras, okay. Demigod, asuras. So, so again, visualize, you know, from your heart, radiate light, tip up the light, Buddha Shakyamuni. Then, from there, light rays come out, into every demigod. Then, purified, you know. Also, they have so much suffering there, you know, mostly because of the jealous. Then that's not happy, you know, always disturbing mind, you know, and purify all this mental suffering.
同样的，我们可以观想呢，从我们心里而放出大光芒，这一道光芒呢，照射到每一个阿修罗道的众生身上。那光芒呢，每一束光芒顶尖出现本是释迦牟尼佛，安坐在每一个阿修罗的众生的头顶上。然后呢，我们接着念诵啊，本是释迦牟尼佛心咒七次或更多。念诵是观想啊，本是释迦放出大光芒，这光芒呢，就净化了每个阿修罗所感受到的痛苦，尤其是。由妒忌所引发的烦恼的滋生的心理的痛苦。
So like that, then God Ram. So then, from your heart, I can radiate light. You know, then tip up the light, visualize Shakyamuni Buddha. Every God, you know, on top of that Buddha Shakyamuni, from that radiate light, into each and every God, then purified, because. The God have so much this pride in the mind. So because of that also they suffer. Especially time of the death. So there's so much suffering, you know. So you know, immeasurable suffering, you know. Time of the death. So all this suffering purified.
接着呢，我们可以观想呢，从我们的心里面的放出大光芒，照射到每一个天人那边。那每一束光芒呢，就出现着本师释迦牟尼佛呢，安住在每一个天人的头顶上。接着呢，我们就可以念诵呢，本师释迦牟尼心咒七次或更多。然后呢，同样呢，它就放出大光芒，这光芒呢，就照耀进入了每一个天人的身体，净化了他们因为我慢所产生的烦恼痛苦，尤其是在他临死前所感受到难以想象的巨大。大的那个痛苦，所以呢，这光芒呢就净化了这所有的烦恼，然后呢，把所有的业障呢都净化了。
So like that, so like six sentient beings, so you can meditate like that, you know. So then meditate like that, chant, you know, mantra, and with that visualization, you know. So then very, very effective, powerful.
所以呢，我们可以呢用这样的方法呢，有一道一道的众生呢、啊、去观想每一道六道的众生呢啊，为他们做这样的观想，用这个方法呢去进修的话呢啊，然后呢我们啊这样的观想，然后这样的念诵他的心咒呢，这个方法这个方法呢是非常有效力的。
Okay, so now, so do the, so again, you know, from your heart, radiate light, touch, you know, like a sun rays like that, then tip up to there, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni. So every sentient being, on top of their head, there's the Buddha Shakyamuni like that. So then, from this Buddha Shakyamuni, nectar light rays come out, into each and every sentient beings, then purify their suffering.Okay, so then visualize that, then we do seven times. Tata Omane Mamane Soa, seven times we chant here.
所以现在呢，我们要观想从我们的心里呢放出如太阳般耀眼的大光芒，这光芒的每一束光芒的尖端呢都出现本师释迦牟尼佛，就安置在每六道的每一个众生的头顶上。然后呢，本师释迦牟尼佛呢就放出大光芒，这光芒呢就照射进入了每一个众生的心里。我们又做这样的观想，然后就念本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次。太阳
Every sentient beings, this particular Buddha Shakyamuni dissolves into light. Then the light dissolves into each and every sentient beings and bless their mind.
Then, 本师释迦牟尼佛就在每一位众生头顶上的每一尊释迦牟尼佛呢，就融入光明里面。在这片光明呢，就融入了每一位众生，然后呢，加持了他们的心。
Okay, so then now this light rays you are emanate from your heart. All this light rays dissolve back to your heart.
然后呢，这些从你的心底呢放射出的光芒呢，你又就要把所有的那个光芒呢全部收摄回你的心里。
Okay, so like that, then lastly can do the dedication, Gyawati, I don't know that one, Gyawati, that one can, you know, due to this merit, I may quickly become like Buddha Shakyamuni, I don't know, Lama Sanjit, and about to lead each and every sentient being to...
Into enlightened state. Due to this merit, may I quickly attain enlightened state, Guru Buddha, and lead all sentient beings without exception to their enlightened state.
That one, yeah.
Yeah. 接着呢，我们就回向我们所积累的这个福德，打开第三十二面，就做第一个回向而已，不要做全部的。
So lastly, that one you can make tune is good, you know, with the visualization, make the tune is good. Nice tune. Ah? No, not that one. That's another tune. we learn together. Chinese can follow it.
You are the new Buddha, Lama Sa.
Yeah, I don't know how I can chant, I don't know. Let me see, I don't know what I can do or not, I forgot.
Maybe Kim Buji, you chant before Lola.
First I chant one time, huh? let me, I don't know. I forgot to start. This one, sometimes they do the chanting in the Lama Chopa.
You know? Anyone knows the town is chanting? But you just said yes. Cecilia, but you just said yes. But you sure?
Something.
Or Cecilia want to try?
That one, yeah. Like Dasonam Ki, the Guru Puja, similar tune. Guru Puja, last verses. Dasonam Ki. So something similar tune for that. That means puja is finishing soon. I know this one is alalaho, everybody see. It's always more than halfway, so I'll happy. Yeah, can do. I'm not difficult, let me just you know.
Cannot do this.
Yeah, one.
Cannot.
My voice is not so good, but that's the tune. You know, sometimes they do in the Guru Puja, if they do the long one, then. Yeah, Patricia?
Patricia, I want to lead.
Okay, we do together. Huh? Oh. Yeah. 说来的什么？说So, I mean, I didn't see in the text, but I remember was some... I mean, when I was young, the kid time, young, so when you do chanting, this one, then I don't know whether Lama Lundu or somebody told to visualize like this, you know, from your heart radiates light, touch each and every sentient being, purify negative karma.Then, you know, they all go to the pure land, you know, like bird fly, you know, what call? The bird, the pigeon, or what all fly to the sky like that, each and every sentient being, you know, go to the pure land like that, so, while you're chanting, you know. So, I didn't see in the text, I remember, I mean, when I was a kid, I liked that, you know, that idea, you know, like bird fly, you know.Or due to your merit, you know, because of this, your meditation, merit, then all go to, I mean, our pure land, then, you know, so you can relax. If all sentient go to pure land, then you can relax. There's no suffering for you. So like that with this chanting, then visualize. This, when I was a kid.Nice feeling, you know.
所以呢，刚才我们念诵的是用藏文念诵的那个回向啊。这个回向文其实是愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速升起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。所以你可以自己念哦，用中文念。这样呢 ，Ken 我们就讲了，他其实没有见过这个。这个修法的那个法本，可是他记得他小时候啊，他有人教过他这个方法。那小时候呢，就有人教授他这样哦去修，这样去观想，就观想呢，就是这个放出大光芒呢，然后净化所有的业障啊，然后众生净化所有的业障过后呢，然后呢。就他们就本是释迦牟尼佛发出光芒，这光芒呢进入他们身体，净化所有的业障，这样业障就能清除。他得到加持过后呢，然后他们呢全部呢都好像小鸟一样，全部飞啊飞到那个净土极乐世界去了。这是最后的。刚才有人其实有人问我，这众生怎么了？其实这最后他们是飞去净土了。然后就是可能就是因为呢，因为这样的修法所积累的福报呢，所以呢这些众生呢就是有了足够的这个福报呢，能够呢就飞去所有的净土里面了。所以呢如果他们飞去净土，你就可以休息了齁，因为已经没有痛苦了嘛，这众生痛苦全部解除了，已经飞去净土了，所以你就可以休息，因为已经找不到痛苦了。所以呢，这个是当我们这样去观修的时候，去念诵的时候呢，我们会感到很平和，心里会感到很平和。
So like the Chinese one can chant same tune, try the Chinese word, should be similar, no different. The Chinese
one, 要不要 Patricia 来试一下？
Yeah,
试一下，
Kim,
你是可以的。
Kim also, yeah.
No, Patricia.
Yawadi,
Patricia,
should be same
word. Yeah.
She have my... Yawadi have? No. The word is similar. The dedication. We sing song today. Sing song, karaoke, yeah.Should be same. Yeah, wa, di, yi, nur, du, da.
Chinese only five.
Yeah.
Five.
Five words.
And the Tibetan seven, I don't
know.
Seven. Chen? Should be, I think should be. Should be. Cannot? Okay. The Tibetan is 7 watts, so.
Chinese is 5.
Cannot. I heard go together in Taiwan, you know, the word go exactly together. I don't know why Singapore Chinese doesn't go together.
Chinese, Singapore Chinese is even shorter. Yeah.
Huh?
We are shorter. Because we are even more concise. We have a lot of shortcut. We have a lot of shortcut when it comes to language.
Seven verse then easy.
I see whether I have 7-1.
Oh, no. Have, not have.
Mm.
Have.
They okay. Should have, but I didn't take pictures.
Don't have, then never mind. Huh?
Yeah, the Taiwanese is 7 words.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I don't have it here.
7 verse then can do the same tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One time. Yeah. But you should start. Javadi, yeah. Just like same as the Guru Puja. So nam ki same as that one, no different. But my voice is the ugliest voice I have, so I don't like the chant. Yeah. Huh? Or oh, same that one.
Can we just chant together?
Jewa, you must have that. No, you don't have yi, then doesn't make nice. Yi, not like yi, then miss it. You need a little bit vibration. Yi, like that. Sorry, pastor. Chant together. Karaoke, then do this. Learn this one.
They found the Chinese
one. Why? Yeah, Kimochi, maybe your voice, you can make one like that.
There's a 7 words one. Because I think this one we translated ourselves. The Chinese one, 7 words is 愿我能以此功德速结成就上师佛，并将一切诸众生安顿立定于彼地。
Seven ordained
sentences. This is a Taiwanese translation.
So you can do like that.
This one is Singapore style.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You check that.
Yeah, well, no, 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 no. 功德 don't know 速结成就
not
something like that.
No, no, not that one.
But Trisha,
like that, you know, you do the meditation, you know, with this, end of the day, you chant nicely, you know, with the meditation, you know, and then make difference, so like that. So dedication like that, okay, so that's the...
So
like that, so, I mean, you can do, you know, like, as I mentioned, helping, then hungry ghosts, animals, human beings, suras, asuras, you know, each... Visualize seven times like that. I know you have more time than like that, you know. If not, that's just one like that, huh? Singapore like shortcut, so one time, huh?
所以呢，就是刚才如果我们这样做的话，我们就可以做回向。记得，等一下，刚才你们记得自己做回向哦。其实我们回向了很多次了，我们唱了很多次，所以呢。就是刚才我们讲过那样，我们就可以呢，根据六道众生呢，一道一道的去做观想，先观想地狱道啦、恶鬼道啦、旁生道啦、人道啦，然后修罗道啦，然后天人道哈、哦，然后在观想的时候呢，我们也可以念诵哦。其实应该念诵了本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次啊、或者更多。如果你整天都做的话，你就念了，每个就念哦，大概念。十个马拉咯，哇，可以了，也应该没有问题、哦、如果没有时间的话，你可以自己，通常新加坡人就会走捷径了，刷卡就做一次就够了。
啊 ，all six realm one time， 啊
，all six realm ten rounds each。
Yeah， I mean that depends on how long you like to do. Of course, like that. So, I mean, here, so you have to understand, you know, so here, so when you talk about sentient beings, whether hell beings, human beings, suras, asuras, human beings, whoever, you know, each and every sentient beings, it has been kind to us, you know. So there's no, what call, partial, you know. No, or somebody help me, somebody doesn't help me, not like that, you know. You know, if you know deeply, then every sentient being is equally kind to you, you know. So, here, this is the one of the practice you do like that, without separation, each and every sentient being, you know? So like that practice, important. Because in order to develop bodhicitta, then very basic to develop bodhicitta, very basic you need developing impartiality. Must have this meditation. So you start with this one. It's very good, you know, without lap out any sentient beings, especially include your enemy, you know. Then do this practice, sending light, purified, dedicate, you know. So they're very powerful.
所以呢，其实看我们讲哦，要念几次啊？什么？看我们手头上的时间有多少哦？我们要用花多少时间去修？这样最重要的就是我们要明白呢，这六道的众生啊，这地狱道、恶鬼道、旁生道啊、人道啊、修罗道、天人道的每一个众生啊，都曾经对我们有恩呢、啊。怎么讲呢？他对我们都是很慈悲的，并没有所谓的亲疏之分，就是谁比较亲近啊，或谁比较疏远，没有这样的分别。也并不是说这个众生曾经帮过我，这个众生另外一个众生从来没有帮过我，他并没有这样的分别啊。因为呢，每六道的每一个众生呢，都曾经啊对我是非常慈悲，都对我是有恩的，所以呢。从这样的角度来看呢，他们每一个人呢都是平等的，所以我们要对六道的每个众生生起这个平等舍的心呢，然后去修啊，所以呢，要这对于我们生起这个菩提心是非常重要的。如果我们要能够在我们的心相续里面生起真正的生起菩提心的话呢，首先呢，我们就要修这个平等舍心。如果这个平等舍心呢没有升起来呢，我们是不可能拥有真正的菩提心的。所以呢，我们可以用这样的方法呢来修这个平等舍心哦，就包括我们的敌人，我们的敌人也是在六道的某一个地方了哈。所以呢，我们要对所有的众生，包括我们的敌人呢，这样的去修，用这个本师释迦牟尼佛的观修法去观修，然后净化每个众生的业障，然后呢做回向，啊，这点是我们必须要明白的。
So like that, then of course, you know, somebody asks you to pray for someone, also do this, you know, they're very wonderful, you know, first you visualize, purify yourself, you know, then bless your mind, you know, like as we did before, then send the light from your heart, the particular person who asks you to pray, then chant the mantra, you know, and purify their, you know, physical, mental, problem, you know, whatever. So able to purify it and visualize like that, you know. So it become more effective.
这样有时候呢，有人会请你哦，尤其是你可能在成为佛教徒比较久一点，人家问你，哎呀，可以帮我吗？帮我为这个人祈祷啊，为什么念一下经文啊，帮助他，然后有困难哦，有人要叫你帮他念一念经，这样你应该怎么办呢？你就可以用这个方法啊，你可以用这个方法呢，然后呢观想，那观想呢本是释迦牟尼佛在前方啊，然后你念那个心咒啊，净化自己，然后释迦牟尼佛荣誉光荣你哦，然后加持了你的心哦，要先净化自己哦，然后加持了自己的心的时候，然后你再放出光芒，你放出光芒呢，放到那个人那一边，那他头顶上出现本是释迦牟尼佛，然后释迦牟尼佛你接着呢就念本是释迦牟尼佛的咒语啊，然后呢放出释迦牟尼佛放出光芒啊，然后呢这个光芒呢就照入那个人哦，那个人的身体啊，净化了他所有的心理上啦、生理上啦，所有的烦恼全部完全净除掉啊，用这样的光想法啊去为那个人祈福啊、祝福啊和加持，所以这样的方法呢就非常有效。
So like that, so so in order to develop bodhicitta, so first you must develop the, you know, seeing every sentient being, you know, equally same, you know. There's no difference, you know, from your side, from sentient being's side, equally same, you know. First must develop this, you know, equanimity or developing impartiality, you know. That's the very basis to develop bodhicitta mind.
所以呢，如果我们要讲升起菩提心，因为呢，我们这门课就是功德本颂嘛，接下来要讲就是升起这菩提心。这样怎样升起菩提心呢？在升起菩提心之前呢，先要做的就是视每一个众生为平等，就是每一个众生都是平等的，他们都是无二无别，都是一样的，都是平等的。所以当你这个心呢能够升起的话，你就得到这个平等舍，平等舍的心，这是升起菩提心的基础。
So like that, then after that, then of course, then that's seven point what? My training, cause and effect.
Sevenfold cause and effect.
So, sevenfold cause and effect to develop bodhicitta. You know, the first is then recognizing all sentient being has been once mother. You know, then remembering their kindness, wish to repay their kindness, love, compassion, then wholehearted resolve. Then last one is the bodhicitta.
有了这个平等舍作为基础，这样你就可以去真正的去修啊，怎么样升起这个菩提心。这样升起菩提心的这个方法呢，就叫做七重因果菩提心修法。这七重因果指的是七个步骤，第一个步骤呢就是知母，然后第二个呢就是念恩，第三个就是报恩，第四个呢就是慈心，第五个就是大悲，就是大悲心，第六个呢就是圣意，第七个步骤呢就是菩提心真正升起了。
Oh, this is the pound is good quality there, just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother, my creator being, please bless me to see this, train in supreme bodhicitta and bear the responsibility of freeing my creator being, so like that.
这就是功德本颂的第七个寄颂，七重因果它是第七个寄颂。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗喜殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。这讲的就是怎么样升起这个菩提心。
So like that, so I think that will maybe next year we'll continue from the bodhicitta one.
所以呢，这个呢，我们就要明年才详细的讲啊。今天只是打广告了，天如，我们就今天打广告而已。
So like that. So, you know. So I mean, that's very one is very good to meditate. Whether I can remember everything, I don't know. That's from the Pabongka Slamrim there.I think this quotation from the sutra, I'm not sure. Uncertainty of the samsara, you know. Samsara is not uncertainty. Uncertainty, not. Huh? You say uncertainty, I don't know.
Yeah, uncertainties. Yeah. That means you always sometimes up, sometimes down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Uncertainty.
Correct, okay.Yeah. Uncertainty, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 所以呢，这明年呢，我们就会开始集中讲这个怎么样升起这个菩提心，这样呢能够去这样进一步去思维啊，这样升起这菩提心呢，是对我们非常有益的。这样我们就 要真正能够有这样的基础的话，我们就可以要看我们的那个菩提道四谛的修行了。这好像是帕崩嘎就张家华活佛，这华文的翻译，中国的翻译应该叫张家活佛。像我们这里呢，我们是台湾直接翻译就帕崩嘎仁波切。啊，我们就这样直接翻译他的名字了。那中国有中国的翻译，所以你看中国什么西藏什么五大活佛系列，他们是叫张家活佛，张文章的张，嘉奖的嘉，啊，所以在中国就叫张家活佛，不叫帕崩嘎仁波切啊。然后那掌中解脱朗瑞明就讲到，这轮回呢是有很多不确定的因素的。你今天呢可能是善道，明天可能是恶道，而且你在面对着上上下下上下轮回就不断的，是没有可以很肯定的归依处的。
是So anyway, the point is, what something passes, eating the powder meat or something like that. Yeah, eating the powder meat. The what is the eating the powder meat, beating the mother.
Katiana.
Whatever that one.
So, Katiyayana story.
No, just say that one. Eating the father meat, beating the mother, hugging your enemy. That's one sentence like that. First just say that and let her talk.
Shariputra story, is it?
Later. First you say this time.
所以这个张家活佛就曾经讲过，在他的菩提道四谛开始讲过，嘴里咀嚼父亲的肉，然后呢手左手啊左手右手的忙着鞭打着母亲，然后呢另外一只手呢却抱着敌人。
So that is the uncertainty of samsara. I think must be that part. So,
所以轮回呢是不可靠的。
So, that's like, no, that's, I think the family there, I think father, mother, then son, and the wife.
And the dog also.
That's the father, mother, the son, married the wife of the kid. Yeah.So I think
the kid is actually
first child, that one, five family there.
Oh, 其实这是从一个故事里面来的，就是那个不有人讲是舍利佛，有人讲是卡迪亚纳的这个阿罗汉，他看到有天来一个村落，就看到这个地方，他看到之后他就笑了起来。这样人家问他笑什么，这笑什么是因为的这个屋子的男主人呢，他那时候正在咬一块肉，他在吃，这样因为他有神通嘛，阿罗汉有神通，他看到他咬着这块肉呢，其实呢是他父亲啊。是他过去世的父亲，他父亲去世了，然后他动投生为鱼啊什么，他把鱼捕起来，然后煮了咬来吃，所以他看他咬着他父亲的肉，然后呢，他的母亲呢就转身为一只狗，家里的狗，结果他看见呢，那狗就要来吃那鱼，他就拿那个石头啊去打那条狗，所以他就打他的母亲，然后手里呢抱着呢一个婴儿，这个婴儿呢其实是他的妻子的情人啊，他的情人啊，他的转世，因为他的情人妻子有情人嘛，这个男主人应该是杀死他的情人，他情人就转世成为他们的孩子，他抱着孩子对他很呵护，所以他就笑，他讲哇轮回真可笑。
What? You already told the story? What? I say only five family, you told the whole story.
Okay. Then repeat. 重播。
If you repeat correctly, then okay. I don't know what you said. I have no idea.
Okay. Erase. Zzz. 大家不要记得我刚才讲什么。
You translate to me what you told.
This is a story of an arhat who went to a place and saw this. Then he actually laughed. So people ask why you laugh. Then he say the story. You see, because the householder, the man was actually eating a meat. It's actually a fish that he caught. But actually, when he the meat was actually the father actually passed away and become a fish, and he actually caught the fish and eat the fish. Then the dog actually want to bite the meat or the fish. Then he actually chased the dog and beat the dog. The dog is actually the mother who reincarnated as a dog. Then he was hugging and carrying a baby. The baby was actually the reincarnation of the wise lover.
Okay. Yeah.
Not correct. Oh, correct. Heng. Yeah. 对。
So like that. Anyway, the part... In the beginning, Pada was always eating the fish, you know, that fish pond.
Yeah, there's a pond in front of the house.
In front of the house, the Pada used to fish, you know, and eat, you know, from there, because of keep eating the fish. Then after Pada died, take ribbon, you know, at the fish there, you know, because of that.
Karma.因为呢，他这个父亲呢，生前呢，这户人家的前面呢是有一个池塘了。印度人哦，前面家里都有池塘了哦，有些大，有些小。然后呢，这池塘里就有些鱼啊。像这户人家的他的父亲就很喜欢去池塘捕这个鱼来吃，因为他有这个吃鱼的习惯了。所以呢，他那一生结束后呢，他就坠入三恶道，他就坠入了变成池里的一条鱼。
So like that, then mother, of course, mother was attached to the family there. You know, the mother, you know, the son mother, he was attached to the family. Then after she died, and then you know, become the you know.
这样呢，这户主人的母亲她是对她的家里呢是非常依恋啊，非常执着的。所以当她去世过后呢，她也坠入三恶道，她变成了这户人家的一条狗，养的一条狗。
So like that, then must be the enemy. So I mean, could be like that, I don't know. So.Like the wife, the son wife, like so much or something like that. So because of that, then take rebirth, you know, they're in their baby like that. So,
像这个妻子，他的情人呢，他当然是很喜欢他的妻子的嘛。所以呢，他死了呢，就转世啊，成为他们这户人家的儿子。
So like that, so the story is about that, you know, there's no certainty, you know, father, you know, the son and the wife doesn't know anything, you know, so, you know, your own father, you don't recognize next life, you know, you're eating that, you know. You know, your own mother, next life, you know, you beat the mother like that. So, that's what Shiriputra saw that, you know, so, it's like that, the point is that,So here, whole story is about there's no certainty, you know, mother, father, enemy. There's no certainty, you know.
所以呢，这个故事呢，就告诉我们呢，在轮回里面呢，没有一样东西是可靠的，它都是很可笑的。所以呢，这个是佛的十大弟子。智慧第一的舍利佛或者舍利子，他看到的，所以看到的时候，他那时候就笑了出来。因为呢，通常众生呢，就是一般的众生呢，平凡的众生，像你我这样我们是不认得我们过去世的父母亲的，我们也不认得我们过去世的敌人等等，所以呢。 这一生或下一生呢，谁呢？究竟是我们的父亲啊，还是母亲啊，是敌人呢？都不一定的，他们身份呢是可以一直调换的。师父边母，对对对，哇哦，安迪，你的华文很好，要给你一个赞。师父边母啊 ，eating the flesh of the father and caning the mother. Yeah, yeah.
I think there's four words.
Four words.
Then, but two words I know, one word I don't know.
Bien is kin, you use a kin to kin.
Then another word.
Mu is mother. Mu.
Then.
Shi is eat. Fu is father. Eating the father's flesh. Shi fu bien mu.
Four sentence there.
Four words only, not four sentence. Four words.
Huh?
Four words only. She used four words to describe the story.
Very good. Wow.
哇，白手白手。
So like that. I mean, you look at your own life, you know. I mean, of course, you know, I mean, this is the past thing you don't really see, but you just look at your own life, this life. You know, there's no certainty, you know, like friendship or enemy.Husband or wife, there's no certainty. No, can be friend can be enemy. No, so close. No, like so much there, but after a while become enemy. You know, even doesn't want to see. You know, doesn't want to hear the name. Become like that. You know, some before enemy, but close, slowly become best friend.No, even this life, we can see that, you know. So there's no certainty. So the whole point, the story and all this is to not to attach, you know. Don't attach too much, you know. Oh, this is my friend. Oh, this like become too much attached. Oh, this is my enemy, you know. Oh, this like hate so much, you know. So when you see all these things, then you don't become, you know, like so much.You know, making different my enemy, my friend, you know, like very separation like that. You won't make that, you know, you do reduce, you know, by thinking, by understanding this, you know, able to reduce, you know, anger and attachment and so like that.
所以呢，我们看看，其实不用看这个别人的故事了哈，不用听别人故事，看看我们这一生呢，我们这一生我们的生活、生命里面发生的事情，我们看到很多事情呢，其实呢，它都一直在转变，都很不确定。比如说呢，丈夫啦，或者是妻子啦，或者是朋友啦，敌人啦，这些呢身份呢，可以就在我们这一生里面，我们可以看到啊，有些人已经变化不一样了哦，可能是朋友的啦，或什么呢，都会看得到。有些朋友呢，好像是哇万年交一样哦，哇形影不离啊，分不开的，像哇很好很好，好的不得了那种朋友，诶。可是呢，过了一阵子呢，诶，哇，他们却翻脸了，变成死对头啊，哇，变成敌人了。所以这变成什么样的敌人呢？最好是不要看到那个人，最好是也不要听到那个人的名字哦。哇，也是会变成突然间哦，就变成这个样子。这样有些敌人突然间，诶，过后呢，不懂怎么样，诶，却变成最好的朋友。哎呀。马哈迪的名言，敌人的敌人就是我的朋友，还是安华安华的名言，敌人的敌人就是我的朋友啊、oh gosh 啊，西门 HP 啊
share your joke
Malaysia politics are not nice HP 啊 no HP they have some arch enemies these are Anhua Mahathir and all this. Anhua used to work under the government and all this. Then Mahathir is the one who actually, how to say? Mahathir actually didn't like Anhua and kick him out of the cabinet, something like that. Then after that, it is so sodomia, a lot of things, and lock him up in the prison. Then after that, he passed the throne to some other body. Then after that, during this Najib regime, then they actually didn't like Najib. So they united together. They say, enemies is my friend. Because they don't like Najib, they all do not Najib. And this is enemies, Najib and Anwar also enemies. So enemies become my friend. So they get united together. So they form a party called HP. So enemy is my friend.
You can write book, huh?
所以你看看啊，其实看看啊，我们身边有很多这样的例子了哦。所以没有永远的敌人。哎呀，这是什么龙说的？狄龙说的啊啊，武侠小说。OK， 啊，狄龙死掉了对吗？啊 ，OK。啊，还在，搞事。OK， 啊，古龙哈，古龙死掉了，狄龙还在啊。OK， 还好狄龙没有听这个录音。OK， 所以呢，这些故事呢告诉我们呢，其实我们对于每一项的东西啊，我们的朋友啦，或是我们的亲人啊，或什么各种各样的关系啊，我们都不用太过执着了。我怕他要执着说啊、哦、这是我的朋友我的好友啊、不用了齁、哦。不用我就说哎呀这是我的敌人超级无敌 ,number one 敌人不用。然后也不就是恨到入骨这样不需要的。齁、哦。如果我们看到这样的在佛经上读到这样故事啊然后在生活中我们看到这样多的齁、哦、事情发生的话这样我们就应该有一些智慧了齁、哦。再升起一些智慧不要升起这样的分别心啊这分别心不要太重。所以我们就应该减轻我们对人啊或事的执着啊你看看想想啊然后我们这样生气啊或者有时候我们这样执着啊或者太过执着某一样东西要想想到底是应该不应该了哦值不值得哦我们可以自己做一个抉择。
So like that, the point is like that, you know, so, you know, believing so much friendship, you know,then too much attached, you know, believing truly enemy, then so much hate, anger like that, then your mind is always up, down, you know, not balanced, you know. So must reduce this, you know, by thinking uncertainty of samsara, like example like that. You know, when you are too much attached and anger, then your mind is not really stable, you know. So like that, so reduce attachment, reduce anger, then see all sentient beings equally same, you know. So therefore, no need to attach somebody, no need to hate so much, no need to ignore someone, you know, so like that. Everybody equally same, you know. Developing impartiality, so like that.
所以呢这些故事或者这些东西我们看了告诉我们的我们有时候啊我们太过执着于我们的朋友或者是我们的友情啊然后呢我们就很去指责我们的敌人啊看到敌人呢我们生起很大的怒火等等。所以你可以看到我们看到朋友哇就心很快乐啊很执着看到敌人就心里啊就很生气。所以你看我们的心呢、啊就那边上上下下上上下下很不平衡所以呢当这样的东西发生的时候呢我们该去意念啊去回想啊这轮回的过患啊这轮回呢是有很多不确定的因素的这轮回有很多东西啊我们是不那么肯定的所以呢我们如果想象刚才我们讲的那佛经的故事啊还有我们看到的故事的时候呢这样呢我们就可以啊去减轻了、啊 我们心里的那些怒火啊，我们心里的执着，这样我们对所有的众生啊，就会比较平等，这样我们就才有机会，才有可能对众生呢升起这个平等心，这平等舍心。所以有时候我们想想，哎呀，我们需要不需要恨那么多，对吗？啊，也不需要。哎呀，讲不需要爱呢，不好像也不大对，不需要那么恨，也不需要那么执着了哈。啊，这样我们的心呢，才能够安住在平等舍里面。
So like that, so the point is that, you know, you too attached to someone, you too angry to someone, there's no way to develop bodhicitta, impossible, you know. So that's the point, you know. You really want to develop bodhicitta, then you must reduce anger and attachment, you know.
所以呢，当我们的心里呢有这个执着生气，然后我们的心有烦恼的时候，我们有这个生气的时候，你可以看到呢，在这样的情况下，我们的菩提心是不会升起的，因为菩提心升起的基础就是平等舍。你要平等的心呢，平等舍的心，它才会升起。所以呢，如果你想要哈升起这个菩提心呢，你要这样发心的话，哦，你就要减少。啊，你心里的怒气，你要减少呢，你心里的执着。
So the point is that when you say bodhicitta, that means include each and every sentient beings without exception. You know, you say, "Oh, without my enemy, without my enemy, I love all sentient beings." So this there's not such a bodhicitta like that. You know,
这个菩提心呢，它是包括每一个众生，每一位众生的，是一个都不能少的。你不会讲哦，我升起菩提心了，哦，我爱每一个众生，除了我的敌人，那除了那个人啊之外呢，这个不叫做菩提心了。
So therefore, you really want this, you know, bodhicitta mind, you know that.Of course, we have to cherish each and every sentient beings, you know, without exception. So therefore, you know, you want bodhicitta, then sentient being is the most important, you know, object.
菩提心呢，你要它升起的时候呢，你必须呢能够真爱每一个众生啊。好，没有一个人呢是没有一个众生呢是例外的，因为呢。对菩提心来讲，每一个众生呢都是最重要的。
So like that, so we want bodhicitta, we want enlightenment. Then, so then, so therefore, if we really want that, then we need to cherish each and every sentient being without exception.
所以呢，如果你真正的想要拥有这个菩提心呢，想要证得佛的果位，证得佛的正等正觉的话呢，这样呢，你就必须啊，真爱每一个众生，没有一个众生呢是例外的。
Okay, so I think that's all about. I think then next we go again. Okay, how to meditate on impartiality.Then recognizing about all this, maybe next year, yeah, we can go one by one, more detail, okay?
所以呢，今年的课我们就讲到这里。然后呢，要怎么样去真正的去实修，怎样去思维啊，这个菩提心的升起啊，那平等舍已经讲了，对吗？像怎样确认哦，知母。因为知母是第一个嘛，菩提心七重修法的第一重，这样子知母啦，然后报恩啊，念恩啊，这每一个步骤的详细的修法呢，这样我们就轮到明年，留到明年 February 啊，明年大概二月就过年过后
after New Year, yeah.
明年过年是2月5号对吗？2月5号，在明年2月的时候呢，我们就继续讲。
Okay, so then,
那你们就放假了。
Now what? September, October, November, December, January, 5 months.
5 months.
Wow, long holiday.
所以呢，过后你就放五个月的长假。
Okay, so then you really want to study, then read Lamrim. There's many commentaries available. Okay, read Lamrim, you know, within 2-3 months. So, you know, you really want to know more, then reading Lamrim is important, okay?
所以这五个月的长假呢，如果你真的要继续学的话呢，你就自己去阅读这个菩提道次第。这些书籍菩提道次第有很多很多，而且它有很多论去解释这个菩提道次第的每一个点，所以大家呢可以去借来读。哎，我们楼上的图书馆也有的，有很多的。
So like that, then it's like foundation good quality, of course, good to memorize in Chinese or English, whatever you know. This is very brief, you know, in all the Lamrim is inside there, you know, so it's good to memorize by heart if possible. Then you read one sentence, then you have best to meditation, you know, one by one like that. The easiest way to do this, you know. Otherwise, whole Lamrim is very extensive, so then you memorize this, bring into here, you know. Then it's very powerful, you know. You memorize, then whenever you go, you just remind the word and meditate, you know.
如果这五个月呢，大家也可以哦，把这个功德本颂给背下来。我看到有人，OK， 他只有14个偈颂而已了，不要这样了哈，14个偈颂哦，两个星期你就背完了，一天你背一个了哈，一天背一个，然后两个星期背完，背14偈颂，这样你可以背过后呢，这样以后哦。我们念的时候你就不用看了，你跟耳朵嘟，我念错你也懂吗？别人念错你也懂，很好的，这样你可以，然后呢，然后可以自己修了，你背下来了可以自己修了。今天呢，在心里想，哦，第一个偈颂哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，哦，什么意思？然后呢，你就去思维修，啊，你思维修啊，这个偈子啊。的第一个偈子，它的意思是什么？啊 ，Karen 姐讲了什么？什么点？什么点？拿来要拿来思维修，然后看，哎，你们看到生活中有什么例子？哎 ，Right, meditate on it,
correct
啊，因为如果你要读哦，整本那个菩提道次第哦，很厚的了，那菩提道次第广论是很厚啊，很厚很厚的，那个帕蓬卡仁波切的掌中解脱是很厚的。哦，那你要读要背那个就比较难了。哦，当然你们要的话也可以啦。所以你这样读这样背下来哦，这样它是对你可能不觉得有什么作用了。可是哦，它如果你去到以后你去到什么地方或发生什么事情，你这个诶马上明白，诶这个偈颂你讲是这样讲的。哦，这样我应该怎样做啊，你就看到它的效果了。
So like that. So memorizing also very good, you know, very good practice, you know. You learn how to memorize, it's very good, you know. So that increase your memory, you know, developing your memory. This is the one, you know, effective, you know. You memorize, you know, repeat again and again, you know, not one time, but you repeat every day, you know. Then after a while, after 10 years, you don't forget, you know.
所以呢，背诵呢，其实也是一门功夫啊，而且是很不错的方法，因为呢，它能够增加你的记忆力。But Ministry of Education say no memorization, yeah.
But
modern education.
We are not under them, so.
Because 呢，这个背诵哦。背诵这个佛教啦，藏传佛教的，但是很好的一门功课，它可以增进你的记忆力了。哦，我们学校是不可以的。哦，那因为如果你背诵过后呢，
就 translate my part。
背诵过后呢，你可以进行思维修，但每天呢，你就不断的练习练习，就是串习啦，他们叫串习。这样每天串习串习啊，可能一年、两年、三年，你看不到什么东西。十年哦，十年下来，你就看看，哎。 啊，你看看，你根本想都不想，他就马上在你的脑海中闪出来的那些字句，所以你看看他的功夫啊，是需要时间来证明的。
说、how does I forgot my talk? I want to say something that I forgot.
You say we are not ministry, we are not under ministry.
You translate that one?
Oh, 藏传佛教不是教育部了、哦、不用紧的了，不用跟教育部走了。
So, 我说 to say something there, then forgot what I was trying to say. 啊？
They are supposed to practice, memorize it. This increase your memory. It's very good. They practice every day, every day. Then after 10 years, they will never forget.
Then after that? Now, after that, what happened?
Then after that, after that I translate.
It's interesting, you know, for us, of course, in monastery, for us, when young, whether you understand or you don't understand, we have to memorize. You know, when you enter the monastery, certain prayer we have to memorize. So then, not only memorize, you have to repeat, you know. Every night, you have to repeat that. In the pujas, you need to repeat, you know. So like that, you know, almost 10, 15 years, some prayer we need to repeat, you know. So, also I noted myself, when you young time you memorize, it's still in the memory somehow. Also depend how much you repeat. You know, the some prayer I memorize for 1 year, I know by heart, after I don't repeat, then become zero, you know. After become zero like that. So, you know, how much you repeat, you know. So like that, it stay in the mind.
这一点呢是很有趣的，因为呢，天龙街他们寺院啊，他们从小呢就有这个背诵经文的习惯。那不管呢，你明不明白经文的内容啊，你就在那边背哦。而且他们是每晚啊就在那边背啊，你看他们走来走去啊啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啊，在那边背来背去，坐在草地上或走来走去背。这样他们有很多机会重复的。然后他们参加法会的时候呢，这些经文呢也会，他们就也会跟着背啊背。所以呢，十年、15年下来啊，这些经文哦、啊，他们都已经能够滚瓜烂熟了啦，这样，这是他们，因为他们是从小就这样训练的吧。这样有些经文好像他念哦，背啊背了一年啊，过后啊，他就不去背了。结果他发现，哎，他已经忘了一干二净了。可是那些他一直背诵的哈、哦，哎，他却一直留在他的脑海里面。所以呢，这个背诵这个经文呢，其实是很有用的。哦。Auntie say, if you memorize it for a long time, then after some time, you will understand the meaning of what you memorize.
Correct.
对，你是对的。
Yeah, no.
背还要看其他的书本，Okay, Andy is saying that you memorize some of the passages and all this, then later when you read through your reading and all this, then suddenly you will understand what you memorize.
Correct. Yeah. Very good.
对。哇，安迪，你前世是僧人哈、啊，是喇嘛哈、啊，为什么你懂他们在寺院做什么？ come auntie knows what you all do in the monastery?
Oh?
How come auntie knows what you all do in the monastery?
Past life, ma.
Wong Kyung Rung 觉得为什么你懂啊？他们在寺院做什么？哦，在 Kyung Rung 就讲，嗯，可能你前世。我一生不懂有没有进步嘞？你上课就已经有进步了。哦哦，爱别人多过爱自己就进步了。Andy is saying that when your chant, the Lama chant, do the chanting and all this, then when she heard and all this, she felt very touched, and she felt that, aiyah, if she could root something and all this, she would understand everything. So she hoped that, okay, by attending these lessons and all this, she can make some progress. So she said, progress, what she meant by progress is when she is able to love other people more than she loves herself. She's able to love others more than she loves herself, yeah.Then she think that she has made some progress.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Huh? Aunty, 你很好。
So, the point is that, you know, so is to have like to some break time, so then the point is, you know, memorize like this, you know, short, you know, you consider very short, this one, foundation good quality.Compared to other texts, this is very short. You know, it's possible to memorize, you know. Then wherever you're going, MRT, bus, you know, you can recite by heart, you know.
No, I just find it very funny. You're in MRT or bus, you're like...没有，就是说呢，Kim 姐讲，其实呢，这个功德本颂啊，它和其他的菩提道次第的经文比起来，或其他的经文比起来，它是很短的，所以你要背诵呢，其实还不是那么难的。那背诵呢，其实是很重要的。如果你能够的话啦，你就把它背下来啦，然后你不一定要特别花一个时间去背啊，好像你在搭 MRT 啊，搭地铁啊，或者坐巴士的时候，你都可以拿起来这样背的啊。
So I mean, just example, you know, the what called this one? This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decay and death comes. You know, for example, I mean, this you memorize that, you know, you can remind anytime. You know, so whether you have too much attachment there or.You have too much anger to anybody. You know, remind this sentence. For example, I'm just giving them. Remind that and meditate. You know.
比如说啊，你背的时候不一定要一而三这样念的嘛。你可以看看哪一句话哦，你觉得很喜欢的，你拿来背一下。啊，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁。这样你就背这句，哎，思维，哎，这句是什么意思？啊，尤其是当你对某一个某一些人呐、啊，起了很执着的心理啊，或者很生气、很气另外一个人呐、啊、的时候，你想想，哎。哦，你拿这句来看看背背，生命犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧。这样你想想，哦，哎，你就忆起啊，忆念起这句话的话，这样你就去思维哦，现在究竟是怎么一回事？然后去思维，所以这也是很好的，你可以用这种方式哦，来背诵哦。
So like that, all very, you know, like you know, this precious freedom.Of this rebirth is found only one. It's greatly meaningful, and it is difficult to find again. You know, this kind of sentence, you know, in your brain, you know, all the time like that, you know, to remind oneself, you know.
所以有时候你可以拿另外一句啊，第二个偈颂，一次所得此善有暇身了，难得有益，然后不间断。哎，哦，这个你可以想想哦，你在呼吸的时候讲啊，哦，这一次哈，哦，我得到这次这个有暇的身，就这一次而已，这一次而已哦，然后可能以后就不会得到了，然后就可以去想想啊，哦，这句话的意思是什么？然后那提醒你自己哦，哦，要怎么做？你可以用这样的方式哈，再来记这些经文的。Andy is saying that her method is in memorizing this is the first stanza, the first verse is talking about guru devotion. Then the second verse or second stanza is talking about precious human rebirth. Then the third stanza is talking about death and impermanence.
Yeah,
that's her method.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Very good. You teach others also. teach your method to others.
很好，就安迪跟我们分享他的方法了，
哦。Okay, so point is that, you know, so I mean, of course, everything can be done. You have interest. But my point is that you really have interest. Of course, memorize is possible. For example, memorizing the song. How many songs you can remember by heart? None. I think it should be many songs. No.Must be very old. Well,
if we have interest, actually, to do anything is not difficult, right?有志者事竟成嘛。比如说啊，唱歌啊，有很多人啊都会去背那个歌词啊，有些人可以背很多首歌的。哦，当然了，你看看我们这里，我们背的大概应该都是老歌了吧。
Okay, so the point is that, okay, so we break, so read, or memorize, whatever, you know. So memorizing, if you're not used to it, it's sometimes challenging. But it's possible, you know, you really want, it's possible, you know.
所以呢，在这五个星期、五个月不五个星期、五个月的长假呢，这样呢 ，Ken 文杰鼓励我们多去读哦，多去读，然后呢，可以背诵这个功德本诵。可能你不熟悉啊，或不习惯去背了，会觉得哎，这个可能挑战性很大。可是呢，也不是完全不可能啊，对吗？可以慢慢背的了。没有人讲哦，五个月过后你一定会背啊，背熟了。
How many pages?
14 verses, 1-4, 3 pages, 2.5 pages.
So 14 verses, 14 days, finish.
所以14个偈颂，所以两个星期了，一天背一个偈颂。
Okay, all right, I think I'll stop here today, okay?
So 今天我们就讲到这里。我们明年二月见，不用了，不用明年二月见，娑婆上师来的时候就可以见了。When is the Amitabha initiation? 26 September.
26 September. Yeah.
九月26号有一个阿弥陀佛灌顶，娑婆上师会给阿弥陀佛灌顶，所以呢，欢迎大家出席。这样也有这个我们的观世音佛像开光，不是开光，是那个金顶开光，他的那个金色的皇冠开光啊，娑婆上师也会，这个是9月13号那时候会很急的啦所以你要找到，你迟到的话你可能就要上五楼了。因为它二楼三楼底层也开放了，底层二楼三楼四楼五楼全部开放啊。好，现在我们做回向32面，愿以此功德 普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。三十四面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家，今天是今年的最后一场，所以呢，请不要顶礼，请不要做大礼拜，你可以合十就可以了。